Maga Nakshatra, experience. Association versus dissociation. Maga Nakshatra is rooted in legacy, pride, and ancestral identity. Experience often begins in deep emotional association with lineage and status. Over time, however, dissociation becomes a tool for maintaining autonomy and emotional composure. How strongly they associate or detach depends on planetary placements, especially in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses. If Moon is in the 4th house in Maga, the experience is deeply associated. These individuals are emotionally tied to their roots, often holding a powerful sense of belonging to their home and family legacy. Their emotional body carries generational pride, and detachment is rarely easy. If Moon is in the 10th house, this association moves into public visibility. They become emotionally bonded to how they're perceived in leadership roles. Their mood rises and falls with public feedback and perceived competence. If Mercury is in the 5th house, the experience leans toward mental dissociation. These individuals tend to observe emotion more than feel it, often analyzing rather than immersing. Emotion becomes a performance, elegant, intelligent, and buffered. If Mercury is in the 10th, this detachment becomes a tool. They manage perception with precision, using communication to stay in control. Their tone is composed, even under pressure. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the dissociation becomes protective and karmic. These individuals may have grown up in emotionally cold households, learning early to rely on structure over softness. They become emotionally reserved, often carrying silent burdens. If Saturn is in the 10th, they lead through emotional restraint, appearing stoic in public. Duty overrides personal need, and vulnerability is suppressed to maintain order. If K2 is in the 5th house, the dissociation is intuitive and karmic. They may feel disconnected from joy, romance, or personal expression. Emotional distance feels built in, not chosen. They often relate to feelings through symbols, not sensation. If K2 is in the 1st, this detachment defines the identity itself. They may appear calm or aloof, as if watching their life from just outside it. Maga's emotional journey is shaped by pride, dignity, and ancestral influence. While they begin deeply fused with inherited identity, their growth lies in becoming emotionally sovereign. Association gives them purpose. Dissociation gives them control. Maga evolves when it leads not out of obligation, but conscious choice, rooted, regal, and free. Maga Nakshatra, approach. Matching versus mismatching. Some people look for harmony. What aligns, what confirms their beliefs, what strengthens continuity. Others are drawn to contrast. What's inconsistent, what disrupts the pattern, what needs to be questioned. Maga Nakshatra, grounded in pride, legacy, and identity, leans subtly toward matching. These individuals are often loyal to tradition, drawn to what validates their lineage, and naturally seek order, respect, and continuity. However, mismatching can emerge strongly when their sense of authority or personal honor is threatened. Planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, reveal whether Maga maintains its preference for cohesion or sharpens its edge to critique and reform. If Mercury is in the 3rd house in Maga, the mind becomes precise and articulate, but increasingly critical. These individuals are quick to notice inconsistencies in communication, logic, or behavior, especially when it clashes with personal dignity or core values. They can lean into mismatching, picking apart arguments or calling out subtle slights, especially in close environments. If Mercury is in the 10th house, this critical edge becomes refined and strategic. They use their intellect to uphold standards, fix errors in systems, and command respect through clear thinking and sharp expression. If Moon is in the 4th house, the tendency leans toward emotional matching. These individuals seek familiar emotional rhythms and stable inner environments. They align with what feels known and safe, preferring emotional continuity over disruption. But if Moon is in the 7th or 10th, this desire for emotional consistency can be challenged by outer demands. Here, mismatching may emerge as defensiveness or heightened sensitivity to imbalance in public roles or close partnerships. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the mismatching mindset becomes refined through service and responsibility. These individuals are methodical, analytical, and often perfectionistic, naturally scanning for inefficiency, disorder, or misalignment in routines and work environments. Their standards are high, and they may mistrust anything that hasn't been proven through discipline. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes professionalized. They correct what's broken, enforce structure, and may become the guardian of integrity in leadership or governance. If Jupiter is in the 3rd house, the matching tendency becomes philosophical. These individuals seek intellectual harmony, wanting ideas and communication to reflect broader values. While they can notice differences, they prefer to reconcile them, weaving patterns of insight and consistency. If Jupiter is in the 9th or 10th, this impulse toward matching becomes public and expansive. They seek to uphold systems that align with justice, tradition, or collective wisdom. Magha Nakshatra is naturally drawn to what matches because it affirms identity, legacy, and worth. But mismatching is never far beneath the surface, especially when honor is at stake. It critiques not to dismantle, but to protect dignity and restore order. When Magha's matching instinct is guided by conscious reflection rather than blind loyalty, and its mismatching urge is used with discretion rather than defensiveness, it becomes a wise and regal filter. Magha evolves when it asks, "Am I upholding a legacy or clinging to it out of fear?" From that reflection, it learns to discern with dignity. Magha Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people live in time, fully immersed in the present moment, responding emotionally, instinctively, and spontaneously to what's happening right now. Others move through time, always filtering experience through memory, foresight, and long-term vision. Magha Nakshatra, rooted in ancestral pride and karmic stature, tends to lean toward through time. These individuals are often aware of legacy, consequence, and how current actions ripple through a larger arc of time. Yet when ego, identity, or recognition is on the line, Magha can suddenly snap into in-time reactivity, especially if certain planetary placements trigger urgency or emotional intensity. Whether Magha remains focused on timeless legacy or gets pulled into the emotional immediacy of the now depends on the planetary activations along the 1st, 7th, and 4th, 10th axes. If Moon is in the 1st house in Magha, the experience is highly in time. These individuals are emotionally expressive and instinctive, reacting quickly to how they feel in the moment, especially when their pride or identity feels challenged. They may not pause to consider long-term impact, choosing instead to act from immediate emotional impulse. If Moon is in the 7th, this same emotional immediacy becomes relational. They respond to partners and social cues as they arise, often personalizing external feedback and reacting without much delay or foresight. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the native is strongly through time. These individuals are emotionally measured and cautious, often shaped by early life responsibility or restraint. They approach emotional decisions with a long memory and a deep awareness of consequence. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this through-time awareness extends to public life. Every action is weighed for its impact on reputation, legacy, and future standing. They rarely act without strategy or long-term purpose. If Rahu is in the 1st house, the time experience becomes impulsively in time. These individuals chase immediacy, wanting to be seen, to become, to transform now. There's a sense of urgency around identity and status that can lead to bold, reactive moves, often without regard for history or consequence. If Rahu is in the 7th house, the immediacy turns toward others. They jump into relationships, react to others' opinions, and seek validation in the moment, sometimes compromising long-term harmony for instant affirmation. If Jupiter is in the 4th house, the through-time experience becomes soulful and expansive. These individuals reflect deeply before responding, connecting present choices to emotional roots, ancestral wisdom, and inner growth. They think in generational terms and often act with emotional maturity. If Jupiter is in the 10th, the orientation is even more future conscious. Their actions are guided by principles and legacy. They consider what impact their choices will have on the world and how they'll be remembered. Magha's instinct is to preserve dignity and uphold its place in a longer tradition, naturally lending itself to through-time vision. But when the ego is stirred or identity is threatened, it can leap into the now with full force. Magha evolves when it learns that legacy isn't just about what it inherits or defends in the moment, but what it patiently builds across time. Its true power emerges when it learns to rule not just from instinctive pride, but from timeless perspective. Magha Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are fueled by personal connections and emotional resonance, while others are driven by motion, status, environment, or legacy. Maga Nakshatra, regal and lineage bound, is often motivated by what enhances their sense of authority, dignity, and ancestral continuity. Even when quiet, they are inwardly asking, what affirms my worth and what allows me to rise, command, or be remembered? Whether their core driver is people, activities, places, or things depends heavily on planetary placements, especially in the first, third, sixth, and tenth houses, where identity, drive, and structure converge. If Sun is in the first house in Maga, the primary motivator is people, specifically how others reflect back their inner nobility or status. These individuals are drawn to admiration, respect, and recognition from others. They are energized by leadership and validation and often seek emotionally bonded followers or supporters who affirm their authority. If Sun is in the seventh, this people focus turns to partnerships. They are driven by being seen as strong, competent, or even heroic in their closest relationships, often leading or protecting in one-on-one dynamics. If Mars is in the third house, the native is driven by activities, especially strategic action, communication, and mental combat. These individuals are motivated by proving themselves through movement, courage, and willpower. They thrive on conquering challenges and asserting control in their immediate environment. If Mars is in the sixth, that activity focus becomes disciplined and service-driven. They seek out mastery through endurance, structure, and responsibility, motivated by work ethic and duty. If Moon is in the fourth house, places are the emotional anchor and motivator. These individuals feel deeply tied to ancestral homes, family spaces, or sacred environments. Their drive comes from preserving heritage, maintaining inner sanctuaries, and protecting emotional territory. If Moon is in the 10th, the motivation for place becomes public. They're drawn to platforms, titles, and visible positions that offer them prestige, structure, and societal belonging. If Saturn is in the 6th house, things become the core motivator, tools, systems, routines, or tasks that offer them structure, control, and durability. These individuals are not driven by aesthetics or pleasure, but by long-term purpose and survival. They want to master what they possess. If Rahu is in the 10th, the drive for things becomes more intense and status-based. Success, power, recognition, or material achievement becomes their silent obsession. They want the throne, or at least what the throne symbolizes. Being untouchable, honored, and irreplaceable, Maga's motivations are woven with pride, tradition, and purpose. Whether drawn to people who validate them, roles that elevate them, environments that ground them, or objects that secure their legacy, Maga natives are always oriented toward what sustains their royal sense of self. Their challenge is not to confuse worth with worship, or legacy with control. When aligned, their motivations uplift not just themselves, but the systems and people they guide, honoring the past while building toward the future.